Hey, listeners, before we get started, here's a read from one of our fake sponsors. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, too. Then we have, oh, guess what? Pluto's no longer a planet. So that's why we're sponsored by today, Pluto, no longer a planet. It is just a dwarf planet. Come to realize in 2006 when people realize that it's a really small planet and there's other stuff that's bigger than it. Pluto, not a real planet. Now on to the show.
Ice Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is Coming Clean
Podcast
with Sam and Marty.
On this episode of the Coming Clean Podcast, Heidi celebrates her six-month anniversary with Jordan, so that means drama. LC works a fashion show, and Whitney gets her big break. Good people, happy Friday, and welcome to the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows Laguna Beach, but now we are talking about The Hills. I am the president of the Lonely Girl 15 Fat Club, a.k.a. the boy who chugs LaCroix, but only the citrus kinds because the rest tastes like fruit farts, a.k.a. the writer of sins, not tragedies, but you know me best as a bro that runs the show. Is that Neo? No. It's me, yo. My name is Marty, and with me, as always, the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, a.k.a. Baby Shiloh and Baby Suri's biological father, a.k.a. Sammy California. Don't call him T-Mobile, because he ain't my sidekick. Is that Neo? No, but he's so sick! It's Sam.
What up? Welcome to beer.
All right, here we go. Episode 35. Big day.
Yeah, I'm very excited right now. It haven't been this excited in the past couple episodes, so hopefully we're in for something good today.
All right, everything's red hot. Lots of new people in the docket. You know, we're seeing our numbers going up. You know, we might have fun here, but we look at our analytics. We know what the people like, and I'm hoping you're liking what you're seeing because we're seeing the numbers rise. So,
and they're not seeing anything.
And now,
it's all in the ears.
Yes, because it is a podcast. So now, let's kick this show off with some, and we got some big ones. Hills headlines.
The Hills headlines.
All right, we got some shout-outs to do. Sam, big shout-out to another freaking parent out of this cast.
Yeah, not to be outdone by LC. Her one-time boyfriend, Jason Wehler, our boy and yours, had his baby.
I would just imagine that in the delivery room, this is what they heard. It's J-Wall Jr.
I was just going to think in that, too.
Shouts to J-Wall. Father. Newly minted father. So we'll see how that goes.
And we know that he can procreate.
Yes. So that's another cast member. He was one of the last few to not have a child.
That's, what is that, three so far in 2017, and we're waiting on our fourth?
Yep. Pretty much.
There must have been some kind of reunion in like Laguna Beach or like in LA.
It was in their contract as the last season was winding down. They were like, all right, yo.
Yeah.
You want to keep this going? It would have been
like a crazy like midsummer party.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's crazy that they were all born in the same year.
Too convenient.
Yeah. So That's for Sam's spin-off conspiracy theory podcast. Where have all the babies come from? Sorry. All right. So once again, shouts to J-Wall. Congratulations. New baby. You know, that's some big responsibilities, but we know he's up for it. So congrats to J-Wall and the misses. All right. So this is Friday. And, you know, we're getting in the groove, getting into Friday mood of releasing these episodes. But as you may or may not know, you probably do know, Mondays we also release an episode. Late at night on Mondays, it's our CS The Key Live Reactions podcast, coming to you pretty much instantly, about 30 or so minutes, maybe a little more, after the East Coast and Central feed of CS The Key. So check that out if you haven't yet. We're about, what, three or four episodes in?
Yep. We bring the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever kind of comes off top of our head after the episode. And usually we're kind of delirious, so I think it makes for great content.
Yes. So catch us live tweeting the show 10, 9 Central Monday nights on MTV and at Coming Clean Podcast. And pretty soon after that, we release a quick reactions podcast. All right, one more thing here. Our August contest. This is one of your last chances to do it. All right, good people. Once again, thank you for coming in droves, bringing in the download. So now we want to thank you for listening, as always. So if you could do us one big favor, help us out. Head over to iTunes or our podcast page, wherever you get your podcast. Leave a 5-star review. You know, leave some kind words. Take a screenshot. Send it over to us via direct message or tweet or Instagram or whatever, at Coming Clean Pod. Or if you're super shy, slide into our emails, coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as a reward, as thanks, you will get the chance to win a custom Coming Clean Podcast t-shirt. Do you want a Bro That Runs the Show t-shirt? Probably not, because I'm that guy. But if you're a fan of the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, maybe we can get Sam's face on a t-shirt. You know, that might sell. No words, just pictures, just like you like your books.
Yeah, I'll use my headshot from when I was trying to get my acting career off the ground.
Please send that, and we will post that on Instagram, because that might generate some new likes and followers. All right. So that's about it for our headlines. And now, on to the show. Sam, what was this episode called?
Boyfriends and work don't mix.
They sure don't. Here are the highlights.
The Hills Highlights.
So they're going into our wheelhouse here of jobs and work, because that's pretty much all we do.
Yep. We have, as we said before, we have a ton of experience and a lot of knowledge to drop on everyone.
Exactly. So, you know, let's start with, what is happening here?
Oh, God. Heidi's right there.
Let's start with Heidi. And surprise, she has not quit yet.
No. And she's weaseled her way into getting what into she basically wanted.
Yeah.
Into the clubs.
So let's start there. So Brent calling her in, I thought she was in trouble at first, because I thought he like caught her playing solitaire.
For the amount of times we've seen her play solitaire, she should be winning like every single game she plays.
Also, she's playing like the cheater solitaire where you only draw one card and not the three.
Oh, that's my preference.
That's like the easiest card game of all time.
Yeah, but whoever sits down to play solitaire fully. Especially like in these day and age with like a Mac.
I was more of a Microsoft Pinball kind of guy myself.
I was more of Paint.
Paint, just draw and then fill color.
Yeah, or just going into DOS and just messing around.
Yes, Hacker Sam in the building.
just reformatting everything.
So Heidi, you know, a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news, because, you know, she's getting, like you said, what she wants and working the clubs, but Wednesday is not a good day.
No, it's her 6-month anniversary with her boyfriend, Jordan.
So I was starting to get frustrated as this episode was going on because she was making such a deal, such a big deal about their 6-month anniversary when technically, like, an anniversary is a year. Like, 6 months is nothing.
That's what I'm saying is, like, I guess when you're 18, like, 6 months is, like, a really long time.
Right.
But yeah, it's almost like crazy to celebrate your 6-month anniversary, I feel like.
Yeah, and I mean, that's
you're almost causing it to, unless you're going to continuously celebrate every 6 months that you're together.
Right.
But if you only do the first 6 months and then a year after that every time, mm-hmm. like, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, and just the balls on Heidi to use that as an excuse not to work. I was like, wow.
Yeah, like, that's like, it's a Wednesday.
Right.
You can move it to, like, Saturday. You don't have to celebrate on the day of your anniversary. Like, I mean, I've been in a relationship for, like, almost four years now. Like, we've definitely moved things around. Like, work gets in the way.
And this is, like, we've talked about this last week even for Jason's birthday, which it was a little bit more legitimate of an excuse, but still not enough, at least in our opinion. But, like, a 6-month anniversary, if I had the balls or to tell my boss that, they probably were like, yeah, sure, go to that and then don't come back to the office.
Yeah, it's baffling in my head that people think that, or if you're dating somebody and your significant other is going to get upset with you that they're not going to spend time with you, like, on your birthday or on an anniversary. Mm-hmm. Like, that the relationship's not going to work out, or that person is legitimately insane.
Right. But yeah, that's a great point. And also, yeah, I mean, not to beat a dead horse here, but it's a Wednesday. Just wait 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, that in their life, Wednesday is, like, I guess a Saturday or whenever. Right. Like, they don't live normal lives. But what, like, nothing goes down on a Wednesday. Nothing happens on Wednesday.
Right. And, like, it's just, yeah,
it makes no sense. Like, it's what is it? Hockey, like, a basketball night? Usually Wednesdays are basketball, I think. I'm thinking just, like, sports terms, like, not like football, nothing's on Wednesday.
But this was also around, oh yeah, so when was this? So Jason was January. So this was probably, like, February, so around, yeah, like, playoff time. So that's not even, yeah, there's no American
or football. The Super Bowl. Yeah, the Super Bowl's done.
Right.
Not like nothing's happening right now.
Right. Yeah, and basketball is in, like, midseason. There's no baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... again, this is two angry...
Very upsetting.
Middle management employees just yelling at the young people for finding excuses not to work. Like, I get it stinks, but yeah.
But it's also, like, your first chance to prove... Like, you know... Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been at this job. It seems like it's only been a month, but...
Right.
Like, this is your chance to prove yourself, and if Jason really wanted to be with Heidi for, like, a long term, mm-hmm. like, he would completely understand and be like, all right, like, this is what you want to do with your life. Like, don't mess this up. Yet he keeps saying, oh, just quit, or, like, he's kind of holding her back, but he also pushed her into this job to begin with.
Right. I think he's just trying to say what he thinks she wants to hear, but also... just says whatever would benefit him the most.
Mm-hmm.
No real regard for what she wants. So, yeah, Jordan, not a good look this week, buddy.
Yeah.
And it rubbed off on Heidi, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a good transition to when their whole relationship fell downhill. Like, finally, we get to the part where Heidi is now working the door at mm-hmm. the club,
mm-hmm.
which... is probably seems like one of the easiest tasks of just standing there and asking people what their name and stuff is. Right. This also could be editing, but the main lady who was freaking out, who gave Heidi all the rules, right. I forget her name, but she seemed a little off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But she told Heidi, like, oh, you can't leave. You got to stay outside until, like, 2 a.m. until it closes, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
First thing Heidi does is just run off into the club.
Right, and this is just flashbacks to the first episode, really, when, you know, we're big rule followers, and if our bosses tell us to do something, we are doing that and nothing else.
Yeah. I've had to work the door before, and you just, like, stand there and, like, take people's names. Like, it's not, like, just wait it out. And this is the way, what you want to do with your life. Like, nobody, I think, in that company is, like, in the club itself, like, talking with people.
Right.
Which is, I think she thought that was what she expected, but, like, you can't just run off and hang out with your boyfriend.
Yeah, it was one thing if maybe, like, clients, like, the main clients who were running that party were like, hey, come hang out with us. Then that's, like, a legitimate excuse. But, yeah, she was hanging out with, like, her friends. How did they get in?
I think they just let her. Actually, they must have let people on the list. Like, you can put people on the list to get in. People you know. Because I wonder if, like, part of their job is to actually, like, pack the place.
Oh, yeah. Like,
as promoters. Like, also, yeah, as, like, a semi-promoter kind of thing.
Yeah, true.
Yo,
shouts to the promoters that we have dealt with in New York who took a chance when they thought that we were not the hashtag ratio busters. the worst superhero group of all time.
Yeah, well, hold on. A word of advice for everybody. Don't go through, if you're a guy, don't go through a promoter, because you're going to get put at a table in, like, a club that if you buy drinks on your own, it's going to be like $20 for a bottle of beer. And two, when they bring the bottle, it's one bottle and there's 30 people at one table. So next thing you know, you're just sipping on, like, juice. So don't bother with clubs. Not worth your time.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not a big club guy.
Unless
I was gonna say a joke, but I don't have nothing.
we prefer bars that have buffets in them.
There's some inside jokes there.
Shout out to the Blarney Stone by Grand Central Station.
Yeah, shouts to you guys. What was that? Like $4. 24 ounces and like a Jamaican buffet.
Yeah, it was like there was definitely a beer shot combo special and a Jamaican buffet with also like mac and cheese and like mashed potatoes.
Oh,
I don't know. It was amazing.
That's for our night diaries. Oh, someone's outside yelling. Shouts to the locals here in downtown St. Paul. Thank you for listening. So what the hell are we talking about?
People into the club.
Yeah, getting people into the club. Heidi's hanging out with Jason.
Yeah.
It's not a real anniversary if it's only 6 months.
Yep. And then Heidi, an ex-date guy, comes up out of nowhere and starts talking to Heidi and Jordan.
Right.
I have my opinion, but I want to see how would you, if you were Heidi or if you were Jordan, how would you handle this situation?
I think Heidi played it off well because she stayed civil because she has to be friendly to the people at the place because she was working it. So she can't just be like, bugger off, bro. Mm-hmm. Also, she's not British.
Agreed.
and also She made it pretty clear that, hey, this is my boyfriend, Jason.
Yes.
And then she also made it clear to Jason that this is just some random guy that I went out with once, and he has a girl that he's with at this club. Correct. Like, I feel like she made everything clear, and Jordan just wanted to hear whatever he wanted to hear. Brian clearly did not hear anything.
Well, classic bro.
Back your bro.
You gotta back your bro up no matter what.
Hashtag back your bro. But yeah, so I think Heidi was acting fine, like as best as she could in that situation.
I completely agree. I think Heidi played the situation well, as what the two bros, Jordan and Brian, thought that she should have just automatically been like, get the hell out of here.
Right.
No. But you can't do that. That is rude.
Yeah, I even if she wasn't working that event, it's like he just said hi and sat
down. And it was one date.
Right. And Jordan made it the final conversation that they were having during the episode. He was like, well, what if my ex comes up? And Heidi was like, what the hell are you talking about? He's not even an ex. We went out once.
Yeah. So as far as Jordan, I can understand why he was agitated.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't express that because you have to, like, it is annoying to be in that situation.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you got to play nice.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if alcohol is involved, like, things do happen.
Right.
But you can't let it to get to that point.
Yeah. And yeah, because didn't the, I forget the name of the random guy, but he was like, let me introduce you to my, like, girl or whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess Jordan, I mean, just didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, well, that guy was saying some, I don't know, the way he was talking also, like, I didn't fully, the random guy, because I think the random guy was trying to get under Jordan's skin.
Right. Yeah, there was, like, some, like, ribbing happening there.
Being like, oh, she's good, or stuff like that. Like, the choice of words he was using, I didn't really appreciate.
Right.
So, personally, I think I would have given a little attitude, but you can't get angry at your girlfriend over that situation.
Yeah, and if Jordan, I mean, if I was upset and didn't have the full context as Jordan, I would have been the one to tell the guy, all right, we're done here.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like I said, I think Heidi played it well, and if Jordan really had a problem with it, he would have just stood up like a man and told the guy to get the hell out.
Yeah, maybe like, all right, we're going.
Yeah, so, yeah, and Jordan, again, not a good look on this episode. And shouts to Jamaican buffets.
Yeah. And then lastly, like, I think when they had the fight in their car, he was a little rude telling her shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually very rude.
And he's like, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Like, but I can also understand the situation where, like, you're thinking one thing, mm-hmm. and then your significant other is thinking another thing.
Right.
And it's like, it's late at night. It's clearly like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And it's just like, you just are semi-frustrated and be like, I just don't understand.
Right. Also, he should not be driving in that situation, by the way.
Yeah. For the record. Yes. Also, MTV. Yeah. Twice you've allowed people who are presumably under the influence driving around. <Yes.
laughs> Come on, guys. Let's get with the times here. It's 2006.
Yeah. No bueno.
It's not the 80s anymore. but speaking of relationships... and conversations after fights. Let's transition here into LC and Jason, where they had a kind of awkward conversation on the sidewalk.
That was one of my notes, was Jason being creepy.
Just kind of lurking in the car.
He stalked her. He knew she was going to, like, walk this way wherever. I don't know if it was, like, outside of her apartment or outside of, like, her school.
Right.
But he was, like, straight up lurking.
Yep. Yeah, he...
Very creepy.
I'm surprised he wasn't like, oh, didn't think I'd bump into you here.
Yeah. And LC actually was very, I want to say very understanding.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
Like, that should have been a bigger fight than it kind of was. She said she was more disappointed in him rather than... angry, which right. might be worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's like the classic parent thing. But yeah. I think Jason explained it well enough that, hey, I haven't seen these guys for a long time, so I was always going to talk to them. But then there was some weird cutting of the conversation, so I'm not sure. I'm sure he said more stuff that, you know, that absolved him from it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, oh, I haven't seen these people in a while, and if I didn't talk to them and I just walked away... they would have been like, whoa, that's crazy.
Are you mad-libbing right now? Or yeah. Were you? Okay.
I'm semi-ad-libbing, but that's almost spot on to how he said what he was saying.
My version is, yeah, you know, I haven't seen them in a while, and if I didn't talk to them, then they would be sad, and you would be sad, and I would have been sad too, and everyone would have been sad, and that just makes it the opposite of a happy birthday. That's my guess. That's what she was like, forgiven.
Yeah, you can't make a sad happy birthday. Duh. Yeah,
exactly. That's just logically sound. Okay, so LC was in that situation because she was going to school, taking a test, and missing a pretty big meeting. About the DKNY thing?
Yeah, about the DKNY was having a fashion show for Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Two things that I kind of wrote down. One, during the test, who is that girl in that crazy ass bucket hat?
Yes. I think it was
so aggressive. It was the person from that one band.
Yeah, I was gonna, I'm trying to like. Think.
New Radicals.
What's his name? Amy. John.
Bon John V.
What? Greg Alexander.
There you go. It's not John.
But yeah, so yeah, Lady in the Bucket Hat.
Yeah, and two, during the meeting, Lisa Love seemed very confused about Elsie having to take a test. Does she not realize that this is an internship and it's not a full-time internship?
Oh, I thought like at the beginning she was confused on why Lauren wasn't there. Then when Blaine said she had a test, she was like, oh, okay.
Oh, see, when the way, I don't know, just from like her sounding, I thought she was like, oh, okay. She didn't seem that understanding about this test.
All right, good people. Let us know at Coming Clean Pod, was Lisa Love understanding or confused? And were you understanding or were you confused? Because I'm starting to get confused.
I mean, I personally would have been like, yeah, of course she had a test. Like, this is an internship. Like, don't worry about it.
It's like a Thursday and
yeah. Why are we giving all these interns so much right. work to do?
Yeah.
This is like a big deal. And we're like, oh yeah, Elsie and
Whitney.
What's her Whitney, like, just run the whole back area. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, so let's talk about this, and I think this is our rule following selves are gonna go off again because LC late to the show.
Yeah. I mean, I got another two things here.
Okay.
One, LC, don't be late. You should probably be early. Mm-hmm. Even if you are 5 minutes late, you're still late.
If you're not hard. If you're not early, you're late.
Not hard to be on time.
Mm-hmm. On time is late.
Legitimately not hard to be on time. Just right. be really early and then go loiter in a Starbucks for like 30 exactly. minutes. Two, also the people that are running that, whatever they were doing, that mm-hmm. lady needs mm-hmm. to chill. Because
the one who confronted Elsie.
Yeah, when she goes, what time are we supposed to be here? And she's like, 2:30. And she's like, well, you gotta be on time. It messes everybody. And as she walking away, her face just like solidified. And clearly she was like just angry. But yeah. like if you're 5 minutes late, it's under like I wouldn't get pissed off
because right.
I gave you the time to show up.
Right.
But just don't be late.
Yeah. So I'll have two things as well. In the grander scheme of things, totally. It's like Elsie is right. Like no one's going to die.
Exactly.
It's a fashion show.
Well, you never know. Someone might get pricked with a needle.
But at the same time, once again, you're at the lowest rung of the totem pole. And I'm going to keep it 100,000. Punctuality is like my biggest issue on everything. Like, you know what? Like, we know each other and we're on time. We're not even on time, guys. We're early guys.
Yeah.
Like, you tell me that we got to meet at 2:30. I'll be there at 2:07, and then when I see you at 2:30, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I just got here.
Yeah, you play it off. You know, you just shimmy away.
Yeah, many a relationship have ended for me because they were late with no notice, which is the worst.
Yeah, it's one thing that you can easily control. Mm-hmm. I understand, yep. like, oh, traffic and whatnot, but you can time it out.
Right.
And then you just add an extra 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever, just, travel.
It's just so much easier to be early than to be late. Like, it's just the issues that come up at being early. Like, I'd rather just sit around than be panicking on the road.
Yeah.
So, again, just two old middle management guys telling our people to come on time.
Yeah. If you tell me to be there at 8:30, I am walking through that door at 8:30.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Or I'll be, like, loitering around the area at, like, 8:25, and I've been already there for 15 more minutes. Like, I will sit on the curb. Like, whenever I have, like, even, like, interviews. Like, you have an interview at 3 p.m. I'm there at, like, maybe, like, 2:15, just standing outside, like, just looking at Instagram or something.
Yeah, you got to get those nerves.
Yeah.
You got to ratchet them up because you're just loitering for, like, 10 hours.
Yeah, especially for, like, a big event like that when mm-hmm. Whitney already emphasized how important it was and how much work was going into it. But that alone should have been a signal of I should probably show up a little early just in case.
Yeah, it's not learning your lesson.
No. So I'm glad we're in agreement on that one. But on a more positive note, oh, also, I'm trying to think of what the order here is. So there was a missing model. Elsie's there.
Yeah.
And I just laughed because Elsie's working a fashion show. And a woman named Jessica is causing problems again. No,
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my God.
That's some good juxtaposition.
Yeah, because when they were like, where's Jessica? I was like, oh, my God, are we going to get Jessica? I hope Jason's driving her over.
Well, that girl was already 2 hours late. I don't know why they keep trying to call her.
She was the one who was dead. She got stuck on the beach with Dan the Man.
Oh, God, yeah. Shit.
Oh, man. So, in her absence, Whitney gets the call-up, which could have been Elsie's spot, maybe if she played her cards right, but it was Whitney who gets the nod.
Well, I think, for some reason, I think we'll find out later on, but I believe Whitney was more or less kind of did modeling in the past, I feel like.
Oh.
I think it's part of her, like, resume.
Okay.
Because
she did pull it off.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get more clarity in that.
Right.
But I believe she has some experience doing some modeling, so it was an easy fit to, like, streamline her in. But she seemed very nervous, but she pulled it off great. Lisa yeah. Love was impressed, right. Wanted to sign her up with a model agency. The mm-hmm. designer, who's probably the most important person that you want to impress,
mm-hmm.
he was head over heels about it.
Yep.
Whitney, solid character so far. Girl yep. cannot do anything wrong.
Agreed. And, yeah, at first when she was sort of hyper as she was getting ready, I wanted to be like, all right, act like you've been there before. But when she hit that stage, she certainly did. So,
yeah.
Shouts to Whitney. Young Whitney, now Mama both, Whitney.
Yeah, both Whitney and Elsie were calm, cool, and collected under pressure.
Yes, although, I mean, Elsie still that the issue of time, lady. You got to get that right.
Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts about just the storylines here before we move on?
Nothing far as storyline. I just wanted to say that one of the models was Amber Stevens West or Ashley from Greek / Ice Cube's daughter in 22 Jump Street.
Shout out to Ice Cube.
Yeah. Keep on doing your thing.
And shout out to GIF.
Yeah, today was a good day.
All right, and before we award some awards, here's a few words from our ace podcast partner. All right, welcome to the only place... Whoa. Oh, here we go. Finally kicked in. We're live to tape here. But welcome to the only place for beard growing, dead leaf blowing, chainsaw running... bunny rabbit gunning, beer drinking, say what you're thinking, greatest podcast you've heard for free. Every week getting exactly what you pay for with Sid and Jess, putting their own spin on the mundane of the everyday, finding the humor in the unexciting through some stories from their own lives. Always butting heads about sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Shoot the breeze with them every Friday about anything and everything that pops into the mind of a man. Stay beardy. That is the Beardy 5 Podcast, our ace podcast partner. And now we're about to award some people with some trophies and some presents because it's time to crown the MVP of the week.
Clap your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
I'm thinking this might be unanimous, but Sam, who is your MVP of the week?
My MVP is Whitney Pork.
And it is unanimous, indeed. Confirmed. Unanimous. Whitney Pork, congratulations. MVP of the week. Your reasons.
She stepped up big. I feel like she single-handedly ran that whole fashion show just from the whole, like, everybody just giving her things to do. She's a team player. Always nice. Just hands down. She did nothing wrong this episode.
Right. I agree. And I think it was a nice, I don't want to call it good karma, but it's probably a little bit of good karma, but also a nice reward and nice affirmation of her hard and good work to be called up to, you know, have a little fun time after working so hard backstage. So,
yeah.
Whitney, congratulations. Our unanimous MVP of the week. And now we head over to the zone that nobody wants to enter, but we throw them in anyway. It's the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, JABRONIXYZABC. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell Jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, I don't trust that nobody did anything wrong. Sam, who is going into the Jabron Zone this week?
My Jabron Zone is, in general, managers of these companies that are running these stuff.
What? Interesting. Jabroni. You're clogging the toilet.
Jabroni!
I just think that these people are poorly managing these interns, and they're just running amok.
Okay, so I had a talking point about that, but it never came up. But now that you bring it up, while I was watching this, I was trying to imagine my own experience with my managers, and none of them were like that. Like, a total of zero of my managers were like that. These felt like bosses on a TV show, which they are, but they're also supposed to be real people.
Yeah, like over the top, very stern, and like all these rules and stuff like that. Like, that's not real life.
Like, Blaine is the closest thing to a real life manager that I've experienced.
In recent episodes, yes. Yeah. Actually, I'm trying to think back. First episode, he seemed a little too, like,
formal.
But him in the past episodes, he was great, like complimentary and like, good job, guys.
And, like, hyping up the interns, just sort of making Lisa feel fine about interns running the show. He just, you know, that's what a manager does, you know? You stick your neck out for your team, and that's what he did.
Yeah. You know what? Shout-outs to Blaine.
Yeah, shouts to Blaine, man. And an honorable mention, I would say, for MVP. Some positivity from the Jabron Zone. Shouts to Blaine. But my... Is that your... Your rant for
I just had a problem with all these managers. Like, all the people who are just complaining about things and, like, getting on the interns, they're 19, like, chill out.
Right. Yeah, because I know we're big rules guys, but I don't think, I would have approached it that way. I don't know. I've never been in a situation where I had to, I called someone an idiot before and made her cry. But
I mean, even 25-year-olds can barely comprehend things, so... How can you really blame a 19-year-old for doing anything?
And as my philosophy goes, unless you are in law enforcement, the law, or some sort of medical practitioner, you have no right to be super stressed out. As long as, like, there's no people's lives at your hand. Yeah. So if you're a pilot, if you're an engineer building a bridge... Like, you can be stressed out all you want because people's lives are in your hands, but if you are running a fashion show, I'm sure people will get over being 5 minutes late. But also be on time, because that's just super rude.
Such conflicting messages.
I know. It's like, follow the rules. But also, just chill out, man. So mine is going to be a little more predictable, and I will throw Jordan... down the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni!
And we talked about this earlier. Just, I did not like the way he handled the situation with Heidi. I think that was just implied pressure from him. That's why Heidi was freaking out over having to work over their fake anniversary. And number two, just being a drunk D-bag and, you know, not acknowledging that Heidi was actually in the right side of history there. So,
jabroni!
More like Jordan.
We're gonna change the award.
Yes. the Monday version is the Alex Memorial Jabron Zone. This is the Jordan's Jabron Zone now.
Double J.
Yes. All right. So, final takes before we move on. Any final thoughts about anything and everything The Hills?
Nope. I left it all out there. Nothing else to comment on.
All right. We've yelled at everyone from the main characters to people who run companies. So now let's take a trip back in time and play some trivia.
Dude. I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
That's right, the most controversial segment of the show. It's trivia time. Sam, I am up 10-8. You have had a very strong showing, building on your lead. Let's see if you can turn this into a 3-point lead. You got 5 questions about July 5th. 2006. Are you ready for your first question?
Let's do it.
All right, question number one. They were in the news recently, but this country also made headlines on this day as their missile tests forced the UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting in New York. What's that country?
North Korea?
That's right. They were causing trouble even all the way back then, before
that. Constantly testing missiles.
Yes. All right. Question number two. Are you ready? This is about business.
Ethics. Yes.
Kind of business ethics. All right. Here we go. You're already calling your shot. Here we go. Question number two. Ken Lee died on this day in Aspen, Colorado. He was the disgraced CEO of this controversial energy company that had to shut down because of corporate fraud and corruption.
RIP Robert Lee.
What? Shout. Not Robert Lee, Ken Lee.
Oh, Ken Lee. is it Enron?
It is Enron. 2-2. Again, the strong performances continue. Let's see. What?
Yeah. Also didn't realize that they're an energy company.
Oh. Well, the more you know. Okay, question number three. Are you ready for this one? This is a science question.
It's all tied up. Let's do it.
Here we go. 2-2 so far. Let's see if you can keep this perfect run going. In the University of Kaiserslautern, a German scientist called Stefan Trellenkamp used nanotechnology to create this sports playing surface. His goal? Make it the smallest one ever. He succeeded because you could fit 20,000 of these on the tip of a human hair. What playing surface did he make?
Playing surface... Is it a basketball court?
No, it was a soccer field.
Oh.
His goal was to make it the smallest.
So he just made a really tiny soccer field?
Yes, he had a quote.
What's the nanotechnology is what I'm wondering.
Oh, yeah, he the quote that was on the thing, on the article, was like, I want to show it to people, but nobody can see it. So I'll just put it in my dresser. Oh, God. Shouts to Stefan Trellenkamp.
Not John Cougar Mellencamp.
No.
Stefan. AKA my firstborn.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to keep this rolling. 2-3 so far. And now this is a birthday question. A business birthday, the business of birthdays. Here we go. Question.
No. Never have a sad birthday.
Yes, exactly. Hashtag no sad birthdays. All right. Question number four. Susan Wojcicki celebrated her birthday on this day, Back then, she was kicking ass as an executive for this small company you might have heard of called Google. These days, she's kicking even more ass as the CEO of this company, the second largest search engine after Google.
Is it Yahoo?
No.
Bing?
It's YouTube.
Oh, YouTube's a search engine?
Yeah, it's considered one because of the search functionality. So number one and two search engines in the world are both Google search engines. That's absurd.
That is bananas.
All right, 2-4. We're still tied up 10-10 overall. You got a chance to take the lead here with one final question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. It would be 3 years before we'd see this birthday boy on MTV's Jersey Shore. But this DJ was actually more New England than New Jersey.
Is it DJ Pauly D?
That's right. It's Pauly D. Representing. Fist bump. You now have the lead. 10-11. So 3-5. Again, another... Hashtag puberty. Another strong showing. And it's just time to ride off to the sunset now. Let's leave the good people with some information as they move into the weekend with some recommendations. Sam, what is your recommendation for this week?
I'm going to recommend some more reading. I want to recommend Stephen King.
Just in general?
Just never read one of his books, but I looked him up today, and he's...
I'm going to recommend this writer that I've never read before.
Yeah, he's written a lot of books, so he must be doing pretty well.
Okay, there you go.
And It and Dark Tower are out, so he must be making some money.
And It should be coming out, too.
Yeah, It and Dark Tower.
He's a big boy.
Oh, I was trying to scroll, but I pressed the soundboard.
It still worked.
Yeah, all right. I am going to recommend, and I think I already recommended it before, but they're in their new season, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link. I recommended them sometime, probably in season one.
Yeah.
But again, they're back with their 12th season now on YouTube. They're back and better than ever, funny as heck. They just launched an episode this week of them having their vasectomies together.
Brosectomy, dude.
Yes, brosectomies. Shouts to, 2035 when we get our brosectomy?
I mean, I'm down if you're down.
All right, yeah, sure.
Live podcast.
Yes, a live version.
We'll still be doing The Hills.
That's what we re-watch. Just same takes all the time. But yeah, stay tuned, 2035, live Coming Clean podcast when they... clean our vas deferens. On that note, we should probably get out of here. So yeah. Sam, tell the people where they can send their complaints about us saying vas deferens.
Well, send all your complaints and hate mail to our Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website. Hopefully you're not offended there at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as always, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And when you subscribe, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast.
Yeah, and while you're there, while you're on your iTunes page, while you're on Stitcher, while you're on your Google Play or whatever app you're using, go ahead and give us 5 stars, take a quick screenshot, and send it to our social channels or email for a chance to win a t-shirt. Ramp up the drama meter. Welcome to be here. Or if you're a resident emo fan, get a resident emo shirt. This contest runs through August, and we will be giving you or announcing the winner in a couple weeks. So just do that, and as always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Kelly Get Down. Always remember, Sam, what do they have to do?
Always #rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.